This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. and Colorado don't have enough doses of the monkeypox vaccine to meet demand as the disease continues to spread. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says people should be angry with Congress and its resistance to funding vaccine and pandemic readiness.
After COVID, we knew that we had to reinvest in our public health system, and we haven't done it.
Colorado saw just over 50 monkeypox infections last month. Senator Hickenlooper is our guest today on Colorado Matters this morning at 9. A police oversight panel led by volunteers in Boulder has released its first findings. CPR's Paolo Jalsita reports.
Boulder City Council formed the 8-member panel in 2020 following a summer of protests over police brutality. In their first ever report, the committee found several complaints against the Boulder Police Department were justified, including one that alleged excessive use of force against a teenager. The report recommended BPD review several training protocols, including its policies for detaining juveniles. The department said they are considering changes to their policies, but they are not required to adopt recommendations made by the panel. I'm Paolo Jalsita, CPR News.
People are coming back to downtown Denver for fun, but not as much for work, according to the Downtown Denver Partnership. Here's CPR Sarah Mulholland.
Overall visitation is at 89% of pre-pandemic levels downtown, but office attendance peaked in May at just 47% of the pre-pandemic norm. There's over 8 million square feet of empty office space downtown due to growing acceptance of remote and hybrid work, with 3 out of 4 major downtown employers surveyed by DDP offering hybrid work options. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A new fishing record for Colorado. Tim Daniel from Granby caught a record brook trout just under 2 feet long and 7.8 pounds. That's 0.2 pounds more than the previous record from 75 years ago. Daniel caught the fish in Monarch Lake, adjacent to Lake Granby. Across the state, mostly sunny, a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. Front range highs in the 90s. This is CPR News.